I'm Marco Werman. You're with the world. Imagine a United States where George Washington went rogue, a heroic founder of a country who then robbed his people and murdered his rivals. Just wonder how he'd be remembered. The people of Zimbabwe and Southern Africa don't have to. They're wrestling with that exact dilemma today as they mark the death of Robert Mugabe. Several Zimbabweans share their thoughts with the BBC, starting with this combat veteran who fought with Mugabe to liberate the nation.
We have lost a former hero of our country who stood up for the liberation of our country and the other oppressed people of the world.
He led Zimbabwe in the right way. We say may his soul rest in peace. He could do the right thing, although in some things he did the things not in a good way.
Robert Mugabe, he is the founding father of Zimbabwe. He is viewed as an icon of the nation, and there is going to be sorrow in the country.
Mugabe led the fight for freedom against white colonial rule in the Rhodesia of the 1970s. But after the country became Zimbabwe, he turned into a dictator. For almost 40 years, robbing the country's treasury, he trashed the economy of what was once one of the most prosperous nations in Africa. Newspaper editor Wilf Mbanga knew Mugabe well.
He started off as a great leader, but unfortunately, the way he ended, you know, he will be remembered not for what he did at the beginning, but for what he did towards the end of his life. He was a liberator. He was an icon. It was true. He was all these things. There were many people who died at Mugabe's instigation. I mean, he died because of what Mugabe, just to keep Mugabe in power.
Wilf Mbanga himself suffered at Mugabe's hands and spent 15 years in exile.
I had a very good relationship with him when I was a young reporter. I used to travel with him around the world. And I also remember him for his cruelty towards me in particular and the number of people who have died because of his obsession with power. So, you know, it's with mixed feelings. I still have that warm feeling towards him, but also I hate what he's done for my country, you know, to the people, to the economy, to our health system. It's ironic that he's died in a foreign country seeking medical attention because he destroyed our health system in Zimbabwe.
Finally, just 2 years ago, Robert Mugabe was forced out of office. One of his main political rivals, Tendai Biti, is well aware of Mugabe's failures. Today, though, he was more conciliatory.
Robert Mugabe was the product of a certain era, an era that confronted the colonial regime blow for blow. So violence came naturally to him. So his legacy shouldn't be detracted by the fact that there were atrocities committed. I think today we must mourn Robert Mugabe and pass condolences to his wife and his children and thank him for leading the battle against colonialism and for the emancipation of Zimbabwe.
Robert Mugabe died this morning. He was 95.